Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting third. The right fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Brad Wellman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Krukow. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike Krukow. And now, play ball. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Gladden scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Leonard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gladden who is chasing the ball. Bosley reaches third base with a triple. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bosley scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier, who is chasing the ball. LeMaster reaches third base with a triple. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thompson. The throw from Davis and he is out, Owen applying the tag. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Youngblood moves to second. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellman hits a fly ball towards left. Matthews settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Matthews. Youngblood moves to third. LeMaster moves to second. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. Krukow hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Youngblood tags and scores. LeMaster tags and moves to third. Wellman tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. Wellman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Chuck Rainey now pitching. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into right field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Rainey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rainey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field. Dernier picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dernier. Davis scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Thompson moves to second. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. LeMaster hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0-for-2 in the game. Wellman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 2 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lemaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 3 in the game. Brenly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Brenly reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. Brenly moves to third. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Leonard. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Leonard steals second. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood strikes out. One out. Johnny Lemaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemaster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Lemaster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brad Wellman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellman is 0 for 3 in the game. Wellman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danron pinch hits for Chuck Rainey. Danron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Giants. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-3 in the game. Dernier hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs 2. The Giants will come to bat. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Danron now playing second base. Mike Krukow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krukow is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Krukow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brenly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Davis is walked intentionally. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leonard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Leonard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Davis moves to third. It's 5-2, Giants. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. Leonard moves to second. It's 6-2, Giants. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Leonard scores. Thompson moves to third. It's 7-2, Giants. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Krukow covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brenly for a passed ball. Say moves to second. Dave Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Henry Cotto pinch hits for Dan Ron. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto takes first base on ball 4. Say moves to third. Owen moves to second. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-4 in the game. Dernier strikes out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.